payment errors in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, formerly food stamps, have received considerable attention in recent months. While much of the debate has revolved around the One Big Beautiful Bill Acts, OBBBA, new requirements surrounding SNAP payment errors, and the impact on states, many have overlooked the people most affected by improper payments, low-income households. The national SNAP payment error has hovered around 10% in recent years, accounting for almost $10 billion in erroneous SNAP benefits yearly. Some of this is fraud, but much of it involves correctable mistakes by participants or government eligibility workers. Thanks to the OBBBA, states are now financially incentivized to lower their payment error rates, because states are required to fund a portion of SNAP benefits if they climb above a payment error rate threshold. Facing the prospect of substantial financial penalties if they do not lower their error rates, states have begun to tighten their eligibility process. As Congress works toward reauthorizing SNAP through a new farm bill, they must resist calls to weaken this cost-sharing requirement or otherwise alter SNAP's payment error formula. The OBBBA requires states to contribute a share of total SNAP benefits issued in their state starting in fiscal year, FY, 2028, unless their SNAP payment error rates fall below a 6% threshold or they are otherwise exempt. Only 10 of the 53 states or territories met this threshold in FY 2025. If a similar trend holds for FY 2026, states will be required to pay up to $11 billion collectively in annual SNAP benefit costs in future years. This stands in stark contrast to the period preceding the OBBBA, in which the federal government covered benefit costs entirely, leaving states to face little to no penalty for high payment error rates. Given this blunt reality, some have called for delaying the payment error cost share or ending it entirely. Some have even suggested that states will discontinue SNAP if the payment error cost share is not delayed. Other arguments have pointed to a lack of symmetry in the payment error calculation itself, which penalizes underpayments. These arguments may fall on sympathetic ears, with Senate Republicans proposing to delay OBBBA's payment error requirements in an attempt to pass a farm bill. However, these arguments overlook the negative effects that SNAP payment errors have on low-income families. The best approach is to leave the SNAP payment error formula as it is and fully implement the payment error cost-share requirement as OBBBA intended in FY 2026. Delaying or eliminating the cost-sharing requirement accepts the current high level of SNAP payment errors. While it is true that the vast majority of SNAP payment errors are overpayments rather than underpayments, SNAP households are still negatively affected by overpayments. For example, federal regulations require that state agencies establish a claim against households that receive an overpayment in an attempt to collect on those claims. Once overpayments are discovered, recouping them can happen by reducing the amount of future SNAP benefits, which can put a strain on a household's budget or potentially discourage them from participating altogether. Although research suggests that less than 20% of overpayments are eventually recovered, this process can disrupt assistance, requiring recipients to submit additional paperwork or lose eligibility. Avoiding overpayments will ensure that families consistently receive the resources that they need to meet their food needs. Furthermore, while changing the payment error formula could create symmetry in the treatment of overpayments and underpayments, the consequences of underpayments are immediate and directly harmful to low-income households. This is likely why overpayments will always be more common than underpayments. State workers may be particularly sensitive to underpayments due to the immediate consequences they can have for recipients, an important consideration for treating underpayments differently than overpayments. However, state workers also need strong incentives to avoid overpayments. Requiring a state financial contribution when payment errors exceed a certain threshold will save the federal government money, but it will more importantly avoid disrupting SNAP benefits for participating households. The Agriculture Improvement Act of 2018 has been operating on a one-year extension since FY 2023, making Congress overdue to pass a new farm bill. The Farm Bill not only sets agriculture policy for the country, but also authorizes SNAP, including the treatment of payment errors. The House of Representatives passed a new Farm Bill in April 2026 that maintained OBBBA's payment error approach. But the Senate failed to pass a companion bill even after agreeing to delay the payment error cost share. The Senate's failure offers a good opportunity to leave OBBBA's payment error approach as intended.